Hello and welcome to Maths It Podcast H07, Higher GCSE Revision. This podcast focuses on manipulating expressions. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet H-07 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. So let's make a start. The whole of this paper is non-calculator. Question 1. A. We're going to simplify 5p plus 3q plus p minus 4q. So we're collecting like terms. Remember, you can only put p's together and the q's together. So 5p plus the other p makes 6p. 3q take away 4q is negative q. So the answer is 6p minus q. Part II. 3x multiplied by 5xy squared. 3 times 5 is 15. X multiplied by x is x squared, so the answer is 15x squared y squared. Part III. 5a squared plus 7a plus b take away 2a. Remember, you can't mix together a squared and a's, so the 5a squared cannot be simplified. Then you've got 7a take away 2a, which gives you 5a. So the answer is 5a squared plus 5a plus b. Part B. Expand and simplify. So first of all, we need to multiply out brackets. 4 times the 3a is 12a. 4 times b is 4b. Minus 2 times 2b is minus 4b. And minus 2 times minus a is plus 2a. So then you've got 12a plus 2a, which is 14a. And the 4b, take away 4b, cancel each other out. So the answer is 14a. Part II. This one does not have any numbers in front of the brackets, so they're just concentrating on looking at whether you can multiply out with signs. So we've got s plus 2t, 3s minus t, and then the minus before the t minus 2 to s means that everything in that bracket is multiplied by negative 1. So you should have s plus 2t plus 3s take away t plus 2s. So this simplifies to simply 6s. Part III. This time we've got double brackets, so you can use any method you would like, FOIL, smiley face, or the box method. X multiplied by 2x is 2x squared. X multiplied by minus y is minus xy. 4y multiplied by 2x is 8xy. And 4y multiplied by minus y is minus 4y squared. So we can simplify slightly in that 8xy take away xy leaves you with 7xy. So the answer should be 2x squared plus 7xy take away 4y squared. Question 2. Factorise completely. This means we now need to put brackets back in. So we're looking for common factors of both of the terms. So you've got 12x plus 3xy. So a common factor of 12 and 3 is 3. A common factor of x and xy is just x. So we can take the 3x outside the bracket, leaving us with 4 plus y inside the bracket. Part B. A little bit more complicated this time. So we're now looking for factors of 9, 12 and 3. So the factors of 9, 12 and 3 would be 3. We're then looking at the letters. So we can only take an a outside of the bracket and 1b. So you should have 3ab outside the bracket. And then inside the brackets, you should have 3a plus 4b minus 1. Part C. This time, we've got an x squared. This means that we're looking at double brackets. So, we need two numbers that multiply to give negative 5 and add to give 3. But because there's a 2x squared there, that means at the front of each of the brackets, you would have a 2x and an x. So, the only way you can make 5 is by minus 5 times 1. Or minus 1 times 5. So all we have to work out is where the 1 and the 5 go, because remember, one of them will be multiplied by 2 before being added together. So the answer should have been x take away 1 in one bracket and 2x plus 5 in the other brackets. And part D. You might have seen these ones before. These are called the difference of two squares. That's because two squares can be added together to make the expression that you have on your page. So, 9y squared take away z squared means we need a 3y at the beginning of each bracket, and minus z and plus z. So you should have 3y minus z and 3y plus z. Question 3. Simplify 9x to the power of 4 multiplied by 4y squared all over 12xy cubed. So first of all, we're just going to multiply across the top. So this gives us 36x to the power of 4y squared. We're then going to simplify each part separately. 36 divided by 12 is 3. X to the power of 4 divided by x is x cubed. And then you've got y squared on the top and y cubed on the bottom. So this would leave y as the denominator. So 3x cubed over y is your answer. Part B. Simplify fully. 3x squared, take away 12x, all over x squared minus 7x plus 12. So we need to factorise both the bottom and the top, hoping to find a common bracket to be able to simplify. So on the top, you should have 3x brackets x take away 4. And on the bottom, we're going to factorise x squared minus 7x plus 12. So you're looking for two numbers that multiply to give 12 and add to give minus 7. When we're looking at that, we're looking at two numbers that multiply to give plus 12, positive 12. And the two numbers add to give minus 7. That must mean that they both must be negative. So we've got x minus 3 and x minus 4. So you should have 3x brackets x minus 4 on the top and x minus 3, x minus 4 on the bottom. Simplifying means we can eliminate the x minus 4s. So you should have 3x over x minus 3. Question 4. Factorise x squared minus 4x. So this is simply x outside the brackets and x minus 4 inside the brackets. Part II, x squared minus 4. Again, this is a difference of two squares. So we've got x minus 2 and x plus 2 in each of the brackets. Part III, we've got x squared minus 4x plus 4. So this should be x minus 2, x minus 2. Remember, you're looking for two numbers that multiply to give 4 and add to give minus 4. So again, as with the previous question, they both have to be negative to get the positive 4 and the negative 4 in front of the x. Part B. Simplify fully x squared minus 4x all over x squared minus 16. So you should have noticed that the x squared minus 4x is the same as A part I. So we've already done that one, so that should be x brackets x minus 4. X squared minus 16 is another difference of two squares. So the square root of 16 is 4, so it should be x minus 4, x plus 4. This means we can simplify the x minus 4 on the top with the x minus 4 on the bottom, leaving us with x all over x plus 4. Part II. X squared minus 4 on the top and x squared minus 4x plus 4 on the bottom. Again, notice that in A part II, we've got the x minus 4, and A part III, you've got the x squared minus 4x plus 4. So we can use those. So on the top, you should have factorised to x minus 2, x plus 2, and on the bottom, x minus 2, x minus 2. So we can simplify x minus 2 on the top with x minus 2 on the bottom, leaving us with x plus 2 over x minus 2. And that's the end of this podcast, H-07.